Your morning team show on WSW, it's 8:25. In studio with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie. And you, of course. Or Louis, are you singing along to My Old Kentucky Home before the Kentucky Derby?
I am indeed. Relishing the $1,000 horse.
Yeah, $1,000. Not a bad investment.
Over the weekend, one of the great sporting traditions did take place on the first Saturday in May, back where it's supposed to be, not like what happened last year.
Right.
The, what was it, 147th run for the Roses?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
147.
I missed it completely.
It only goes for 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to miss. It's not, not hard to miss. The build-up, of course.
Oh, yeah, that's 5 hours.
That's the Super Bowl of horse racing.
Yes, it is.
Unfortunately, Pat, your horse didn't come in.
Oh, yeah. No. I think my horse went through the first turn and then took the rest of the race off.
Back on the pack.
Yeah, went back to the stable.
Pat had suggested that highly motivated he was
apparently,
going to.
Apparently he was not.
Not he was. No, he was not.
The what was this? I just blanked out on it.
Name of the horse?
Yeah.
Medina Spirit.
Thank you. I just blanked out. It's a Bob Baffert horse again.
Bob Baffert horse again.
Yep. Yeah. Sixth or seventh time.
Unreal.
Isn't that something?
Just unreal. Yeah.
Knows how to train him.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does. Has he
committed to the Preakness yet?
I think so.
I think so. Yeah.
It's usually, so. There has been an occasion where
it's pretty much automatic.
True.
A horse has not, but generally it's usually, exactly. When you win the Kentucky Derby, you go for the Preakness. What the heck?
That's right. Yeah.
I think it's a jockey's fourth win.
Yes,
that's yes, right. Yes, it was.
Yeah. That's a good point, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there was a couple of highlights there.
I know. And you know what? I always think of Bob Baffert when I select my winner, I think. But I thought, okay, wait. I know he's had all this success. Probably not this year. And he did.
Right. Yeah. Good thinking.
I know. Yeah.
Well, when it comes to researching and trying to discover the best when it comes to making predictions on horse racing.
Right, yeah. I will say, though, at a broadcasting level, the NBC Sports race announcer does such a wonderful job. He really does. He doesn't have what that old ABC guy. He doesn't do the down the stretch they come. But he doesn't. And he doesn't do that because that was that guy.
Way you can understand it.
Right. He does. He does such a good job, though. Keeps just he knows how to make every race riveting.
Well,
except I do miss the, and they're off.
Well, it was quite a horse race for the Forum right there at the tail end.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. It was, and the favorite came in fourth.
Right.
Which sometimes happens. That's why sometimes you put the money on the long shot and you come back with some good return.
Right, yeah. And celebrities were there this year again.
And the hats were out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers. I believe Ted Cruz was there, too.
Aaron Rodgers was there?
Aaron Rodgers was there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised a politician shows up.
I know you got to get going. By the way, just with Aaron Rodgers, in case you guys out there don't know it, Aaron Rodgers, quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, has said he does not want to play for the Packers ever again. Lions fans and Lions front office is rejoicing.
The one thing he said, he doesn't want to play if the same management is in the front office.
And they're going to stay. Yeah.
Yeah, I suspect.
Yeah. At this point in his career, it's time for Rodgers to go, not the management.